Joe Lovelace is a junior at Boise High. He's hoping for a score that will get him into Dartmouth or Cornell. Lovelace says he'll check the SAT website first thing.
I have to leave for school about 6:15 to get to jazz band.
What, 5:45 in the morning you're going to be on there?
Yeah, probably around 5:45.
Not all the juniors who took the SAT last month are as keen to get their results. Take Lovelace's Boise High classmates Patrick Kruger and Zandra Benar.
We'll see what happens. I'm not super anxious.
Whatever happens, happens,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
I don't really need it, so not really too anxious.
Kruger says the colleges he's interested in take the ACT, and Benar thinks her scores will be good enough for in-state schools. But both do plan to go to college. Tracy Bent, the chief policy officer with Idaho's Board of Education, says when the board started crafting new graduation requirements, there was one problem it wanted to address.
We have a great high school graduation rate. We have a poor college entry rate. There were a number of studies that just showed that students who took that exam were more likely to go on.
Students in Idaho's class of 2013 and beyond must take a college entrance exam to graduate. Three other tests meet that requirement, including the ACT, but it's the SAT the state is paying for. Bent says Idaho will be watching college enrollment figures closely, but even if there's an increase, she won't be able to directly attribute it to college entrance exams.
It will be difficult because we have so many things that are going into place to know exactly which one of the different initiatives was the thing that made a difference.
Bent says the state will try to measure the effectiveness of the entrance exam requirement, but it will take a while. If Maine is an example, it could take years. Maine is one of two other states that pay for students to take the SAT. Dan Hupp is director of standards and assessment at the Maine Department of Education. Hupp says his state has seen increased college attendance in the 6 years they've been doing it, but he can't say it's because of the testing.
There have been some initial studies. They're not as high numbers as we would like.
High school junior Zandra Benar says she thinks it's a good investment for the state, even if she's not very interested in her results.
Because anything could happen in the future. Like, you may not want to go to college, and then 10 years later, you're like, hey, I want to get a college degree and things. So I think it's definitely worth it to pay for everybody.
Classmate Joe Lovelace agrees. He says he knows a lot of people who couldn't afford to pay for the SAT, but by taking it, they may find they have options they never considered. From KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.